live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. It's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Thursday edition, the last day of January. Starting tomorrow, we will not be able to pronounce the new month. But still, we have a great show for you today, one of the best ones, in fact. You're going to want to record this one if you can, because our guest for the entire show today is one of our favorite guests, one of the most informative and enlightening. His name is Mike Rothmiller. Mike spent a lot of years with the LAPD. He was a television personality for many years. He has become a prolific author of some 24 books, including the series Secrets, Lies, and Deceptions, now published its second edition. In fact, a second version of it, with all new facts that he gleaned from Freedom of Information Act research he has done to uncover things that have been covered up for years by our very own officials and declassified and made public, which Mike has been doing in his books. You really have to see these documents to believe them. It'll really push the idea that truth really is stranger than fiction, and Mike and I will talk about that today. Hey, you know, Super Bowl Sunday is coming up in just a couple days. It'll be right here on KQ&A starting Sunday at noon. We carry the Super Bowl and the pregame programming starting at noon. We will also air the Arizona Coyotes returning to action after the All-Star break with their game Saturday night from San Jose against the Sharks. That will start at 8:30. Now, speaking of the Coyotes and the All-Star break, you know, one of the fun activities during the break, and this happens every year, is the NHL Skills Competition, where they match NHL stars in skating speed, shooting speed, accuracy. Well, then there's poor Clayton Keller of the Coyotes. He finished eighth, dead last, in the speed skating category, but still among the top eight. That's still something to be proud of in the NHL. Connor McDaniel, I can't think of his last name, the Edmonton superstar, he won the speed skating to no one's surprise. But poor Clayton Keller, he will get a lot of ribbing in the locker room because the skater who came in just before him in seventh place in the NHL All-Star Speed Skating Competition was a female hockey player. Oh, is he going to hear about it? Now, that brings to mind what my old high school coach used to do to try and make me run faster because I was so slow of foot. He tried to shame me in front of my teammates by making me run a 40-yard dash against his wife, who was 8 months pregnant. I came in third. Well, that's the way that turned out. And we've got Mike Rothmiller coming up in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
It's tax time. Stop getting your taxes done where you buy your groceries. I am David A. Snyder, CPA, and I will install confidence in the quality and security of your taxes. On April 18th, those pop-up cubicles will be gone, but I will be there. With my ex-military tax-oriented mindset and 20 years of experience, I will guide you through current and past IRS issues. Step away from the phone apps and into my office. Call me at 445-0104, extension 9, or online at davidasnydercpa.com.
Hi, I'm Bob Dean at Affinity RV. With our everyday low prices, we don't have sales often, but our manufacturers are continuing to offer us some amazing factory incentives on 2018 RVs, and we're passing those savings directly to you. We have over 40 models that have been discounted up to 40%. Motorhomes, travel trailers, and fifth wheels priced below dealer cost, combined with factory incentives, saves you big money. This is your chance to save thousands on new RVs while they last at Affinity RV. Save up to 40% on models from Winnebago, Grand Design, Jayco, Open Range, Keystone, and Lance. These models are already pre-priced at a guaranteed lowest price. That means no haggling, no stressful negotiations. Just come in and let our team find your perfect match. Visit us online anytime at AffinityRV.com or stop by any Affinity RV location. Willow Creek Road in Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and Dewey. Seize the day. Start your new year off right and save up to 40% while these RVs last, only at Affinity RV.
You know when you have about a billion things to do today, and then you realize you're out of whatever it is that you really need, and next day shipping isn't going to cut it because you really need it in like an hour.
Yeah, that's when you turn to Office Depot Office Max. Buy what you need online at officedepot.com or on our app and pick it up in store for free in just 1 hour so you can get back to whatever else is lurking on your to-do list. Now get 20% off office supplies and furniture with coupon. That's 20% off at Office Depot Office Max. Offer expires February 2nd, 2019.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back live at 208 with our friend Mike Rothmiller, the prolific author. 24 books now, right, Mike?
Right.
And a former LAPD detective who knows where all the bodies are buried. And we will get to that in just a moment. Mike, to make this even more timely today, the Border Patrol announced today that they have apprehended a man who was driving across the Mexico-USA border. It happened last week, but they announced it today. He was driving a cucumber truck, and a drug-sniffing dog alerted to it. And on this cucumber truck, they found 254 pounds of fentanyl, which has been a front-page story in the Prescott Daily Courier now for about a month, how many people this is killing. And in this week's edition of The Week magazine, which I think is a fabulous news magazine, the editor states this: when Purdue Pharma introduced OxyContin, its opioid pill, to the market in 1995, company owner Richard Sackler predicted at a company launch party that, quote, the prescription blizzard will be so deep and dense. And how right he was. Hundreds of thousands of deaths later, large swaths of our country are buried in an opioid blizzard that's caused immeasurable suffering. At least 2 million are addicted to opioids. More Americans now die of overdoses of various opioids, including heroin and fentanyl, every year than are killed in car accidents or gun assaults. In a new court filing, the Massachusetts Attorney General has revealed how Richard Sackler reacted when it became clear his company, Purdue, had lied about OxyContin's highly addictive nature. Blame the victims, he urged in an email to underlings, quote, we have to hammer on abusers in every way possible. They are the culprits, unquote. Now, this is the rationalization of pushers everywhere. I'm not forcing anyone to buy my product. If these fools destroy themselves, why is that my problem? Well, after opioid addiction became an epidemic, Purdue and three of its top executives paid $634 million in fines in 2007 for deceiving doctors and patients about OxyContin's dangers. But Sackler, the CEO, was never charged. Today, his family is worth an estimated $13 billion. Coincidentally, that's about the same amount that federal authorities estimate Sinaloa drug cartel chief Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, currently on trial in New York, earned over his infamous career. In a very real way, the editor states, Sackler helped make El Chapo so wildly successful. By getting millions hooked on opioids in pill form, Sackler created a massive market for street heroin, which is far cheaper and easier to obtain. El Chapo will no doubt die in federal prison. Sackler, meanwhile, is enjoying semi-retirement from his family's business, and his donations have given the Sackler name an honored place on museums throughout the world. But the funerals for, quote, the culprits will continue. Now, Mike, a few months ago, you were the subject of a front page Sunday story in the Arizona Republic because of these kinds of people, meaning El Chapo, that you have dealt with over your career as a detective. When you hear these stories about the Mexican drug cartels and how many people are getting arrested and getting killed by these drugs, and a new movie coming out today called Miss Bala, which means bullet in English, and it's all about the drug cartels at the border. How do you react to all this with your experience?
Well, to me, it's nothing new. It's been going on for many years. It's been going on for, well, at least the late 70s and early 80s when I was dealing with these guys, and it's just continued.
Mm-hmm.
And some of it is, as the guy that I dealt with, Arturo Durazo, the head of the Federales in Mexico, a huge smuggler, the El Chapo of his time.
Mm-hmm.
There were so many people involved in payoffs on both sides of the border.
And including politicians, right?
Oh, yes, absolutely. And plus he was working with the CIA at the time for the guns going down to the Contras. And so it's just a matter of, to him, he says, hey, it was business. People died. Yeah, a lot of people died. He had a lot of people killed. We knew it. He was part of the group that killed Kiki Camarena, who was a DEA agent at the time. They kidnapped him, tortured him, and ended up murdering him down in Mexico. And that's because Kiki was getting onto something that we were already on, and that was the weapon shipments going down to Central America that the CIA was behind. So this is nothing new. The type of drugs that are coming across is new, obviously fentanyl mm-hmm. and so forth. The amount of fentanyl is coming across, it's probably comparable to what was going on with heroin, cocaine, and marijuana combination back then.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that a single pill of fentanyl can kill you.
Oh, sure.
Even though a small amount of heroin can kill you and so forth, but it's just not the same as it was then.
This is super concentrated, right?
Yes, yes. It's just like marijuana from the 60s. The amount of drug that's in it now that's being grown today is increased 300-400%.
So. Mm-hmm. And I remember reading that front page story about you, wondering how often you must have feared your life would be in danger, because you got really, really close to this guy, didn't you?
Yes. And the problem was, one, getting close to him, you know, we knew what he was doing. We knew he was under federal indictment already for smuggling in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
But mysteriously, the indictment vanished. We knew it was there. We knew it happened. And all of a sudden, the warrant that was out for his arrest vanished. And that's because the CIA, well, I got the documents I put in the book, the CIA and the State Department and so forth had the warrant pulled back, just forget about it. And he was coming, going to this country. Then he moved here when he was out of office,
mm-hmm.
and the Mexican government was chasing him down. He was living in West L.A. in La Jolla, and all of a sudden the CIA can't find him for the Mexican government or anybody, and the FBI couldn't find him. I knew where he was at.
Well, yeah, yeah. And, you know, speaking of hiding in plain sight, just a couple of years ago we heard about the arrest of Whitey Bulger in Santa
yes.
Monica. He was living right there in plain sight. Nobody knew where he was?
From the people I've spoken to, kind of doubt it, because Whitey had several FBI agents on his payroll when
oh,
he was around Boston.
Okay.
And so that's why, you know, when we heard about, okay, Whitey took off, we knew about this. We knew some politicians that were very close to Whitey,
mm-hmm.
some major politicians. And we said, well, he's around somewhere, but we really don't think anybody wanted to find him too soon because of some of these politicians were still alive.
Mm-hmm. So when you see a movie about these kinds of connections, whereas the average moviegoer might roll their eyes and go, oh, that can't really happen, you know that the technical consultants who provided the background for that movie probably are working off of personal experience, and then it's being gently fictionalized for the movie, correct?
Absolutely, and this sounds bizarre, but in most cases, well, there's a movie about Whitey and so forth that was out
The Departed, and
yeah.
also the Johnny Depp film, Black something, I can't remember.
Black Mass.
Black Mass, thank
right.
you, Johnny Depp.
They're interesting. A lot of it's true, but they don't know the whole story. And every time I see one, I said, well, that's interesting, but if they only knew this other part, it's much bigger. It's a much larger story.
Oh, sure, sure. Well, speaking of great stories, Volume 2 of Secrets, Lies, and Deceptions is out. Tell us about your newer book.
Well, the first one was doing very well, so I started working on the second one. It took maybe about a year to put together because a lot of the information I had, but I had to conduct more research on it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got it together, and I have more in there about Abraham Lincoln, Ronald Reagan, head of Libya, Gaddafi, Oswald, and Wyatt Earp, and so forth. And then regarding the war going into Libya in 2011, what was probably truly behind it.
Mm-hmm. Start us off with the 2011 Libya invasion. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, well, what I was able to acquire were emails that were sent to Hillary Clinton, she's Secretary of State, and some that went over to Obama, and they were from her trusted source, which was Sid Blumenthal. And making a very long story short, what they say is in their Blumenthal, before the invasion, he's saying Sarkozy, who's the president of France, is very much interested in taking out Gaddafi because Sarkozy wants the oil reserves. He wants France to get the oil reserves. And plus, Gaddafi had what they estimate, which was the CIA and everybody else, he had probably 150 tons in gold, the same amount in silver, and they wanted their hands on it. And so all of a sudden, some reps from the State Department go over. They have a meeting with Sarkozy. They come back a few days later. It's time to go to war. And so the question is, what happened to this gold and silver and so forth? And the official story about what happened to the gold is they don't know. They know he
had. It just disappeared.
It did. They know he had all this gold. And they said, well, what happened was when Gaddafi realized he was going to be invaded, he got his trusted military people together. They formed a caravan of trucks. 300 tons of gold and silver and about $3 billion in U.S. currency. Put it on these trucks. They drove it into the desert, and they buried it, all the stuff in the desert. And unfortunately, when they were returning, they were scraped and bombed by some fighter jets from France and the U.S. Everybody who knew where the gold was buried was killed. So the gold, the silver, and the currency is somewhere in the Libyan desert. I don't buy the story. Because if they were able to hit them, they know they were tracking them.
Mm-hmm.
And what makes it very interesting is about, maybe 6 months before the invasion, is Britain knew what was going on. And they had a huge, group of British citizens down there working in the oil fields. So they ran some C-130 planes in, just like the Israelis went to in Africa at the time. And they took out their people under darkness. Then they brought a ship into the port to take out the rest of the British citizens. They said, no, we're getting all the people out here, when nothing has happened yet. But they knew what was going to occur.
Oh, my goodness. We are talking with Mike Rothmiller, the author of 24 books, including Secrets, Lies, and Deceptions, Volumes 1 and 2. We're just getting started with Mike. Lots more coming up with Mike on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at kqna.com.
Start 2019 behind the wheel of a new Chevy at Lamb Chevrolet's New Year, New Ride sales event. Hello, this is Ed Walsh, and right now you can take advantage of some aggressive New Year savings on the remaining 2018s and select 2019 models. Save over $9,700 on the 2018 Silverado Double Cab or over $13,000 off a Crew Cab. Take over $5,800 off a 2018 Malibu or drive a 2018 Spark for only $11,800. Save huge on the the legendary Silverado Heavy Duty with a Duramax diesel. Enjoy over $9,700 in savings on the 3500 HD Crew Cab. Take over 20% off a 2019 four-wheel drive Equinox, priced at only $27,400. Go to LambChevrolet.com to find your new Chevy during our New Year New Ride sales event, and come see why so many people come from Phoenix to buy a car in Prescott. Happy New Year from Lamb Chevrolet. We're here to serve. Chevrolet. Find new roads.
KQ&A is the place to be Super Bowl Sunday. Starting at noon, KQ&A brings you the most in-depth radio coverage, getting you ready for Super Bowl 53. Then at 3 p.m., it's the one and only official Super Bowl 53 pregame, taking you right to kickoff at 4:35. Remember, Super Bowl Sunday exclusively on KQ&A, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. Brought to you by Affinity RV, Bucky's and Yavapai Casino, Country Bank, the Arizona Cardinals, Prescott Tire Pros, Finley Automotive Group, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Cliff Castle Casino, Little Dealer Little Prices, Northern Arizona Heating and Air, Prescott Resort, Outdoor Sports, Prescott True Value, Barrett Propane, and Wallach and Volk. If it's Super Bowl Sunday, it's the talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A.
This just in. Breaking news. The clowns in Phoenix have actually got it right. No collusion confusion here. Your year-end donation to Yavapai Exceptional Industries now is a tax credit. $400 singly, $800 filing jointly. An Arizona state tax credit for your year-end gift to Yavapai Exceptional Industries. www.yeiworks.com. Donate now button. Yavapai Exceptional Industries, 45 years in the Central Highlands of Arizona, supporting your neighbors with disabilities in the community and the economy. That's good news. 445-0991. Schedule the tour. It'll make your day. And that's good news every day. YEIWorks.com. Donate now. 445-0991. And that's good news every day.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Fung.
We are back live at 2:23 with Mike Rothmiller, former LAPD detective for many years and prolific author. Mike and I were just talking during the break about why nonfiction is so compelling, because you never get surprised at the depths of human evil, do you, Mike?
No.
And, you know, as a police officer and detective and fire chiefs or firemen, things like this, you guys see things and deal with things that we only have nightmares about. And then we wake up. But you guys have to deal with this stuff. And in doing the research afterward, the paperwork, the interviews, it keeps getting repeated. How in the world do you maintain your sanity when you're dealing with the depths of human misery?
You just have to become detached. And that's the only way you can deal with it. You become attached. You say, this is my job. This is what I got to do. These are the steps I have to follow and go through.
Mm-hmm.
And police, along with, I know, coroners, being in autopsies before, and the medical profession in ERs, you develop a very dark sense of humor, military people in combat do, too.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, things that many people go, my God, how can you laugh at that? You're laughing at it, you know, within that group, because it's the way to deal with it. Otherwise, you'd go insane.
Well, and you know about the souvenir and gift shop at the L.A. Coroner's Office.
Oh, yes.
Right in front of General Hospital. I've bought a lot of stuff off of them. It's called Skeletons in the Closet. And I bet they're really busy in the weeks before Halloween, because they sell a lot of very macabre, very dark humor stuff. But they have to develop that just to get by, don't they?
They do. They actually do. And quite frankly, some of the autopsies, the pathologists when I was in there, some of them are different. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
They are very different. And being around that all the time, I remember, I'll give you a real quick story.
Mm-hmm.
I walk in the examining room. There's like seven or eight tables there.
Sure.
And bodies are in various stages of autopsy.
Mm-hmm.
And they call it a canoe when the chest is completely open, all the organs are out. And there's this guy standing there. He's I guess he's a pathologist. He comes up next to the other guy, and he's got his lunch, and he's standing there eating a sandwich while the other guy's removing the organs, and they're just chit-chatting away. But it's every day to them.
Another day at the office.
That's right. Yeah.
Isn't that amazing? Well, in your books, you were talking about all sorts of things that people think they know something about, but they really don't until they see the actual documentation. You talk about how Lee Harvey Oswald as a CIA asset in Russia. What do you know about that?
Well, I just got my hands on those documents about 6 to 8 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And throughout time and through the Warren Commission, it was always Oswald had nothing to do with the CIA. They didn't know who he was. All they knew, he defected to Russia, and then he came back. That's mm-hmm. all they knew. Well, the documents that I've obtained, and I put them in the book, internal CIA documents talking about Oswald, how he was an asset when he was working in the radio plant in Minsk, Russia. And so you look at it and say, wait a minute. They claim they never knew anything about him, yet they're talking about the receiving information from that he's an asset. Then I was able to obtain an FBI document so that when he came back from Russia, re-defected.
Mm-hmm. And he came back with a Russian bride, too.
That's right. The FBI, they wanted to turn him into a full-blown spy. And the CIA also were talking about, let's really get into him and send him back again. And so you look at that and you say, wait a minute. They're always claiming that he was never involved. And even McCone, who was the director of the CIA at the time during the assassination of Kennedy, when he was asked about Oswald, he said, no, we don't know anything about him. He didn't work for us. We had nothing to do with him. And the document I received from the CIA states that McCone lied to the Warren Commission about that. So when you look at it now, obviously there are more documents that have not been released and you can't get your hands on, but mm-hmm. just these alone kind of completes that circle.
Now, the trick is that happened back in the early 60s, and a lot of these remain sealed and classified for anywhere from 25 to 50 years, sometimes longer. Can you imagine, just off the top of your head, what kinds of things have been going on, say, the last 15 years that we're going to be shocked to find out about in 10 years when they're declassified?
Oh, everything you can imagine.
Yeah.
Especially you look at the wars, Iraq and so forth, what went on. I'm still trying to get some documents. I have some of them, some telephone transcripts from when Clinton was president,
mm-hmm.
talking to the president of Pakistan about Osama bin Laden's two planned major attacks on the United States that were coming. And he was terrified of them. And he basically gets into it, said they've been planning them for a long time. And when you read that, the telephone transcript, you say, well, this is 9/11. He's talking about this.
Yeah.
And then he tells the president of Pakistan, said, I can't tell you what it is, but I've got very good resources, and this is going to happen, and I'm terrified. And he asked him to basically send his people in, talk to the Taliban and eliminate bin Laden, but they didn't do it. So there's a lot of this stuff that eventually will come out.
And you've also got in your book stories about secret weapons.
Oh, yes. Yes, many, many secret weapons. In about 95, the Secretary of the Air Force invited me to a national security conference. It was down at Maxwell Air Force Base, and I went to it. It was a week, and it was all colonels and above, CIA people, high-ranking officers from around the world, our allied countries and so forth. And in it, they start talking about weapons that were being developed then, and some had already been put into service. Those included various types of lasers, which we've all seen now, and other things that were very interesting. One is called an isotropic irradiator.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard that. So what's that? Sound like a radiator in your car. And the best way to describe it is think of the 4th of July, a firework being shot into the air at a display, and it burst, and mm-hmm. there's light and color. Well, what these are, that's basically how they work, except they are so brilliant. If you're looking at it, it's like 1,000 times brighter than the sun, and it instantly fries your eyes. You're blind 100% permanently. And then they have other smaller ones. They can, for better term, calibrate them. So it will just partially blind you. And other ones, it'd be like looking to a flash bulb and you can see nothing for about 30 minutes afterwards. Mm-hmm. And so those are some of them. They have, which some people have heard about, non-nuclear electromagnetic pulses that can knock out everything around you, electronics, high-powered microwaves. One that is really interesting, and I was in a position where I saw this tested and was tested on me, and that's called infrasound. And think of a laser beam light or flashlight, how the beam just goes straight, a laser light. Well, this is sound, does it. And there's this company that has it, and it's they can make them large or small, and the sound waves don't disperse. Like if you heard somebody blowing a whistle, it goes 360 degrees all around you and up and down. Well, what this does, the sound waves go straight as a laser. And so you can target something, hit something 300, 400, 500, 1,000 yards away, and you can turn it up and knock that person down. A person 4 or 5 feet beside them won't hear a thing.
It's so just that's super targeted.
And super targeted. And it's sound, which is so strange.
Well, we've all seen the sound waves that'll break a glass, you know, a wine glass. When you compress this like this, you can do some serious damage.
Yeah, but the sound waves on the glass, you hear it if you're standing there.
Yeah.
This, you don't hear it. And so I went out, the guy put me out. He says, walk out. And it was about 150 yards away. And they had a small unit that was maybe 12 by 14 inches flat. Looks like a washboard. And he said, okay, go over by that tree. When you see, and I walked over there, and they start waving me, they start turning it up, and it starts to hurt. It really starts to hurt. And you can feel it, like pulsing on your chest. And he said, we can turn it all the way up, and it will knock you down. So he's doing that, and then he says, okay, now, he motions me, just step to the side. I stepped about 3 foot away. I couldn't hear a thing. I step back. I'm in it. I'm getting knocked down again.
No kidding.
Yeah, and they already have place some of these on military ships, on aircraft carriers, because it's so loud on the decks that they can just shoot over and talk to somebody, and it goes through all that sound, and then they can hit somebody a warning instead of a megaphone. They see another ship coming. They think it's maybe a terror ship. They can hit them half a mile to a mile away and say either stop, you know, they're going to hear it, or we're going to shoot, or they turn it up so much it makes their life miserable.
Oh, my goodness. So what you're telling me is Star Wars was nonfiction.
Yes, yes.
Wow. We're going to take a break in just a moment for news and weather. In the meantime, before we go to the break, Mike, how can people get a copy of your wonderful books, especially Secrets, Lies, and Deceptions, Volumes 1 and 2?
They're on Amazon and also Barnes & Noble online.
And we also want to ask you, since you lived in Los Angeles for a long time, and I was there for 3 years, supposedly the most notorious unsolved murder in L.A. history was the Black Dahlia. But a lot of people will tell you, no, it was the O.J. Simpson murder. But then again, police officers will tell you, oh, that was solved. The jury just blew it. I understand you made 4 appearances on the Geraldo Show, talking about that. What was that like?
That's right. Well, that was regarding the O.J. Simpson trial.
Yeah.
And they were looking for somebody who would talk on behalf, not saying the LAPD did everything right, but being straightforward and honest about it. And so they invited me back, and I got out there and just laid it out. And they said, well, it's conspiracy. Some cops got together and killed them, Ron and Nicole, to set up O.J. And, you know, it just was ridiculous. If they won that, they would have just killed O.J. if they did it, you know. But then also I went into, on a crime scene like that, how many people would have to be involved in a conspiracy to frame O.J.? Yeah. And I just went right down the line, and Geraldo was there, and I was there for, Cyril Weck, the pathologist, and a bunch of other people on the panel, and there are people in the audience who were saying he was set up. And after I explained it, they said, well, wait a minute. It would be virtually impossible to set him up for dozens of reasons that you just couldn't do it. So it was interesting. And then I went back another 3 times during the trial. And I remember Geraldo was always telling me, especially during the break, he says, he did it. I know he did it. And I said, yeah, but he's going to walk. And I told many friends that, and they said, why? I said, the moment it was transferred from Santa Monica to downtown L.A., he's going to walk because of the jury pools.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
And they were going to, I understand, originally stage the trial in the Brentwood area, but they wanted a more representative representation in the jury by moving to downtown L.A. because the evidence was so overwhelming, correct?
That's, they said publicly.
Publicly.
Publicly, that's what they said. The reason, though, is Garcetti was the D.A.
And that would be Gil Garcetti at the time, yeah.
Yeah, and he was looking at running at governor. And so if it was in West L.A., that's where all the cameras are going to be, as opposed to the courthouse downtown. And so he wanted all the cameras and the news people to be there so at any given time he could walk down and be interviewed, be covered nationally or internationally at the time. So that was the primary reason it was moved.
Isn't that something? And when I took my sweetie to Los Angeles to play tour guide for her last year, the very first place we stopped after coming to the airport was on South Bundy at the apartment or at the condo where it occurred. And I noticed that the new owner of that property has built a wall in front of the property to fend off nosy tourists like me so we can't see the bloody walkway anymore. And he also went out to the curb and he changed the number of the address to fend off nosy tourists.
So, oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, you know, I can't say I blame them, though.
No.
You know, when people like me want to ascend upon, you know, locations like that. Hey, we're talking with Mike Rothmiller. Lots more coming up with Mike in just a moment. It's time for a news and weather break on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live at KQNA.com.
Boy, dental care has sure come a long way. CTs, 3D scans, lasers, cone beams. What? This is Kathy at Bradshaw Family Dental. We take your smile seriously, and we do use cutting-edge technology. But no matter how mainstream dentistry has become, we still and always will put patient care first. We take the time to get to know you and never rush you through. Bradshaw Family Dental, treating your family like ours. For more information on our Prescott Valley or Chino office, check us out online at BradshawFamilyDental.com.
Windfall Willie here from the Arizona Lottery. What are the odds of a sub-zero blizzard hitting Phoenix? Not good. How about the odds of winning a wrestling match against a barrel of rattlesnakes? Even worse. For the best odds, play my newest game, Triple Twist. With overall odds of 1 in 7.9, your chances of winning have never been better. Woo-wee! Play Triple Twist today for just $2. Comparison of odds based upon current Arizona Lottery draw games only.
Arizona Coyotes Hockey is live on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, KQNA. Arizona Coyotes Hockey is brought to you this season by David Goldstein, Sherrick Insurance, Parshala Wood, Brown Bag Burger, Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling, Cowboy Country Antiques.
He'll shoot, he scores!
Coyotes visit the San Jose Sharks Saturday, February 2nd at 8:30 on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM in Chino Valley. In Prescott, Chino Valley, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.
Your heart deserves state-of-the-art care. And with the James Family Heart Center, the heart healing services you need are close to home. We offer personalized care and innovative technology in an environment that promotes surgical excellence. Our heart specialists provide a comprehensive array of care, from open heart surgery and interventional procedures to therapies to correct heart rhythm disorders. And now, we proudly perform transcatheter aortic valve replacement, a revolutionary procedure for people who require an alternative to traditional valve replacement surgery. From the skilled hands of our physicians to our investment in facilities, technologies, and preventive care, the James Family Heart Center at YRMC West is state-of-the-art care for the state of your heart. Talk to your heart specialist about the James Family Heart Center or visit us online at yrmc.org.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A your choice for your Thursday the 31st. I'm DJ Phone with a check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Wallach and Volk.
An armed suspect barricaded himself in his vehicle for several hours Wednesday in the parking lot of a Safeway store.
It's a fact that the two most dangerous things that law enforcement officers do is traffic stops and domestic violence calls.
John Paxton from the Coconino County Sheriff's Office says it all began with a traffic stop by a Coconino County Sheriff's deputy, but it quickly escalated when the suspect refused to comply with commands from the deputy.
A perimeter was set up by our department, the Sheriff's Office, Wins Police Department, and the Department of Public Safety, the Northern Arizona Tactical Team, SWAT team.
Mostly sunny today and tomorrow. Scattered weekend showers arriving tonight and tomorrow night. Today's high near 58, Friday 54. Rain and snow showers Saturday and Sunday, with highs both days in the upper 40s. In Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt. Chilling after bedtime to near 35, a 20 to 30% chance for showers late tonight and Friday night. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, up to a mostly sunny 64 today and tomorrow. Very rainy 56 Saturday and Sunday, with a 20% chance of evening showers tonight and late Friday night, waking up to a mostly clear pre-dawn low near 40, scattered showers early Saturday morning through Monday. This news and weather, a service of Wallach and Volk. I'm DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM KQNA. Like us on Facebook. Check us out on your mobile device. Listen live worldwide at KQNA.com and stay tuned. Q&A will continue after this.
My legs don't feel heavy anymore. The swelling is gone.
I'm not tired. I have so much more energy.
You can eliminate unhealthy varicose veins and their cause at Northern Arizona Vein Center. If varicose veins are limiting your lifestyle, many insurance companies, including Medicare, may cover new minimally invasive treatments. Hello, I'm Dr. Brian Skilperert, a board-certified surgeon with over 20 years of vascular surgical experience. Call 445-VEIN or log on to nazveincenter.com to schedule an appointment.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, have a lot of fun. Country Bank's Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015.
Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Out with the old and in with the new at Lamb Nissan in Prescott. Hello, this is Ed Walsh at Lamb Nissan. Get a fresh start to the new year with huge savings on some of our most popular models. Snatch up a fuel-efficient 2018 Kicks for only $17,348. Drive one of the best-selling SUVs in America, the Nissan Rogue Sport, for only $20,988. Or save $76.50 off MSRP on the 2018 Murano S, now priced under $25,000. The 2018 Nissan Maxima is also priced to move, with over 20% off MSRP. That's over $7,000 in savings. Need something bigger to tow your new toys? Save nearly 30% off MSRP on the 2018 Nissan Titan XD, priced under $30,000. Visit LambNissan.com to find your new Nissan and come see why so many people come from Phoenix to buy a car in Prescott. Happy New Year from Lamb Nissan. We're here to serve.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 244 with Mike Rothmiller, the prolific author of 24 books, including Secrets, Lies, and Deceptions, Volumes 1 and 2. You know, Mike, you and I talk about movie scenes once in a while that stretch credibility, we think. You know, we've seen various movie and crime scenes where we see somebody installing bugs around someone's home. And I understand the Orange County District Attorney experienced that in real life.
More than once, as did LAPD, as did the LA Sheriff's and so forth. But what we're talking about now is not court-authorized bugs and wiretaps. We're talking about guys just doing it. There was a fellow at the time. He was one of the mob guys during the 70s and early 80s in Vegas for the Chicago mob, named Joe Augusto. Mm-hmm. Augusto was basically at the Tropicana. He was the entertainment director.
Nice title.
Yeah, exactly, and overseer, so forth. Well, Joe purchased a home near Nixon's Western White House in San Clemente, and he was having it remodeled. He wasn't there, but we knew he bought it, as did Orange County Sheriff's, Orange County and FBI and everybody. So my partner and I go down there one day, and we walk through the house. Construction people are there. They have no idea who we are, and they didn't really care. And so we're looking at the layout and taking notes. Okay, this is where the bedroom, so forth, and the kitchen is located. And as we came out, we look across the street, and there's a house there, and we see these guys waving at us. And I look at, oh, that's so-and-so from the Orange County District Attorney's Office. They're intelligence people. So they wave us over. We go in there. We go, what are you doing? They go, well, what are you doing? And we said, well, it's, you know, Augusto's house. He said, yeah, we know. We've been going in there. Basically, they would go in at night, and they planted some microphones and bugs in the house while it was being constructed or redone. And as it turned out, it was really kind of hilarious, because we'd go down there, and when we see they leased the house right across the street from him so they could watch him when he's there. The house next door ended up being leased by the FBI so they could watch him too. And nobody ever really coordinated that. And everybody started seeing, it was like a convention down there. When he would come to town, all these intelligence people coming around, organized crime investigators. So it was really kind of hilarious in that respect.
In your history and experience in law enforcement, we're all familiar with the familiar Hollywood trope of a gangster trying to move into new territory. Supposedly, Benjamin Siegel, Mickey Cohen tried to bring his activities into L.A., which is the basis of the movie Gangster Squad. Have you ever heard or been a part of police officials telling these guys, no, you're not coming in here?
Yes, but Cohen was, for a better term, a homegrown guy. And there was the Nick Licata family, they were allowed to operate in L.A. with the protection of LAPD, the L.A. sheriffs, the FBI, everybody else. They were homegrown, so let them carry on their business. However, if somebody was coming in from, say, New York, Philadelphia, New Orleans, Chicago, some of the other families, if they didn't have their permission to come in, back in the 40s and 50s, most of them were coming in via the train into the L.A. Depot. So some intelligence guys would meet them. Say, come with us. We're going to drive you around.
We'll give you the tour of the city.
Exactly. And the tour consisted of taking them up to Benedict Canyon, Tujunga Canyon, where it was nice, dark, no residences up at the time. They would have a chat with them, a very physical chat. And after they bandaged them up and took them back, they said, if you return, it's going to be even worse for you. And tell your buddies that if they decide to come out here, it's going to be worse for them. And they'd take them right back to the train station, or if they happen to fly, take them right to the airport, put them on the next flight back to Chicago, New York, Philadelphia, wherever they came from.
And let them tell their bosses what happened.
Exactly, that they received a severe beating. But, like I said, if Chicago was coming in and they worked it out with the L.A. crime family, nothing would happen to them.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
You know, in the news in the last several months, we've seen lots of footage of caravans moving toward the USA border from Central America. And it seems like they're loaded with the Statue of Liberty statement, giving you're tired, you're poor, you're huddled masses yearning to breathe free. But you've got an interesting story about that Statue of Liberty sonnet, don't you?
Yes. Most people believe that the Statue of Liberty, that's why it was put up there, to welcome immigrants and so forth coming to the country. Yeah, yeah.
Sure.
It has nothing to do with that. The French fellow that really started it up was after the Civil War, and he said, God, isn't this great? The slaves have been freed in America, and they've really kind of gotten together now. We should do something for them. So he decided to raise the money in France for a statue, but they had no place to put it. And so they came to some folks in the U.S., and the government said, well, we'll give you the piece of land over there, but we're not going to give you any money. And so within the U.S., a group got together, said, let's raise $250,000 for the base of the statue for it to stand on. And they said, terrific. So what they did was like a celebrity auction. And in book, I have the actual catalog and so forth that they had. And there were people like Ulysses S. Grant. He wrote a letter, an autograph. There's a photo. And people like that and movie stars from the time, basically they weren't that many. And they put together the catalog, and they're voting on it. Well, what happened, they said they talked to this girl, Emma Lazarus. She was relatively young in New York, but her father was wealthy. And she was a mid-level poet. She wrote some poetry, a couple of books. Her dad had them published, so forth. So they said, okay, well, would you write a poem for us to raise money for the base of this? So she knocked this thing out, but it was regarding the Colossus that was an old Rhodes going back in history. That's what she wrote about. And she goes, here it is, and I have a copy of her original, and there was on a piece of paper, she handed it to him. So they auctioned everything off. That was it. So the Statue of Liberty goes up, and about 18 years after she died, a friend of hers who was very wealthy, a socialite in New York, was in a used bookstore, and she happened to see the catalog for raising the funds for the statue. So she's flipped through. She said, oh, my friend Emma. Gee, we should do something to remember Emma. She's my friend. So she started campaigning, brought other wealthy people together, and said, let's put a plaque up with her sonnet at the Statue of Liberty. And they said, okay, sure, fine. Why? Why not? It had nothing to do with immigration. Nothing.
Isn't that something? Yeah. Oh, my gosh. And how the sands of time change people's perceptions of things.
Yes.
Mike Rothmiller, what a pleasure always having you on the show. Tell us once again how to get a copy of Secrets, Lies, and Deceptions, Volumes 1 and 2.
The easiest way is go to Amazon.com.
Very good. And we look forward to your next appearance here on Q&A. Thanks for joining us today. Stay tuned. I've got Monday's guest, a very good one, and some final thoughts coming up on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. Streaming live at KQ&A.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Love is out there. It may be in the arms of family after a cross-country road trip or the perfect campsite somewhere along miles of unpaved trail. Findlay Subaru Prescott has the way for you to find it just about anywhere. In a new 2019 Subaru Crosstrek, there's always room for more travel. Crosstrek is engineered for a long, interesting life. With standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, up to 100 cubic feet of passenger volume, 33 combined miles per gallon, and according to Kelley Blue Book, the lowest 5-year cost to own in its class. All new 2019 Crosstrek models are offered right now for as low as 3.49% APR or lease for as low as $235 per month. And a portion of each sale is donated to the Launchpad Learning Center in Prescott. Findlay Subaru Prescott, doing our part to give back to the community and make the world a better place.
Offers OAC for well-qualified buyers. Other rates and payment terms available. Incentives cannot be combined. Standard 2.0i 6MT model code KRA-01. $19.99 due at lease signing. Zero security deposit. 36-month lease. Must take delivery from retailer stock by January 31st, 2019.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun-friendly salon. Let's go to Tanessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Tanessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Tanessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Tanessa's with an E Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Well, with KQ&A carrying the Super Bowl Sunday, the programming starting at noon, kickoff about 5:30, Sports Illustrated has a great story in this week's issue about how those NFL footballs are made, starting with the steers in the barnyard. If you're a vegetarian, you don't want to read that story. I'll just give you a clue there. But some fun facts about the NFL football. The NFL settled on their official official ball in 1941, 11 inches long, 22 inches in circumference, at its widest point, weighing between 14 and 15 ounces, inflated to 13 pounds per square inch. All NFL footballs are manufactured at Wilson's Sporting Goods Factory in Ada, Ohio, where 130 employees make about 25,000 game balls for each new NHL season. 20% of those end up on store shelves or in online marketplaces priced around $100 each. The leather for these footballs comes from the Horween Leather Company in Chicago. They're just west of the Chicago River, with most of the steers, no cows, just steers, coming from large ranches in Texas, Kansas, Nebraska, or Ontario. To make the hide for an NFL football, the cattlemen use a mechanical hide puller instead of knives to remove the leather from a carcass, because any nicks or scores from a blade would disqualify it from being turned into football leather. There's a company called Girton Fur and Hides. They cure the hides before they go to Horween Leather in Chicago. And a single steer's hide alone, totally skinned, weighs about 75 pounds. And while the hides from these steers are used for footballs, the rest of the animal goes to feed families in the Midwest. One single steer hide yields about 10 to 12 footballs. And once those steer hides get to Horween Leather, they're sorted into grades. Grade 1 is for baseball gloves, because there's no finish on them. Grade 2 becomes jackets and purses, and footballs come from grades 2 and 3. Grade 3 hides also become NBA basketballs. And the process isn't complete until the footballs are fully inflated, which reveals hidden flaws. The final product is separated into 3 grades. Number 1, NFL game use. Number 2, practice use. Or 3, retail. So those, quote, official game balls you see on store shelves never really stood a chance of being part of an NFL game. Stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro at 3, Talk of a Town, the Thursday Roundtable at 4, and on Monday's show, we'll be talking the Internal Revenue Service with Special Agent Brian Watson and his, what is the title she has now? Public Information Officer, Catherine Neri. That is Monday at 2 on Q&A, when I will see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V-Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.